When helping meet the needs of individuals with disabilities, there is the possibility that an agency will need to purchase services outside of what they typically provide. This could be purchasing services from an outside vendor, such as a therapist, or medical supplies and equipment. Outside vendors may offer agencies or individual staff people free gifts, inducements, or kickbacks to persuade an agency to make purchases from their company. For example, a medical supply vendor might offer a free item if you continue to use their service. Here's an example not from our field. Can you remember several years ago when there were lots of advertisements for automobile windshield glass repair on TV and the radio? Companies would offer you a box of steaks or a gift card if you had them repair your windshield. You didn't pay anything out of pocket because the auto glass company would bill your insurance. They tried to get you to choose their service by offering you a freebie or a gift. This practice was made illegal, and it is considered fraud. The incidence of being given unusual instructions for how to pay a vendor, write out checks, or mail checks is also a possibility where fraud can occur. In the accounting department, you might be asked not to bill them, or on the receiving end, you might be told not to mention that a shipment arrived. These are two situations that can lead to fraud because they involve deception. In addition, these actions may result in payments going to someone that is in collusion with your accounts payable department or someone who is benefiting off the purchase they are helping make. This is called phantom or ghost vendor. Staff managers should never benefit from a vendor relationship. Vendors that offer incentives or who have questionable billing practices should be avoided. Fraud of any form is not acceptable. You have the responsibility to take steps to protect and guard your company from this type of fraudulent activity.